ready to dominate your fantasy football league?
Touchdown!
Download the official fantasy app of the NFL, where you can get behind-the-scenes footage with player stories, easily set your lineup using the one-click optimizer, and watch live games right from your phone. Plus, the new player comparison cards help you handle critical game day decisions with ease. Download the NFL Fantasy app in your app store or sign up at NFL.com/fantasy now.
Into the end zone for the touchdown.
Geo restrictions and data charges may apply. Local and primetime games only.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We get ready to move to the second half as the Bombers will receive the opening half kickoff. We saw Matt Holmes change that tempo offensively, and it was just a difference of night and day, wasn't it, Sunday, that first half?
It definitely does, and it'll be interesting to see how hard we want to hit the hammer to start here in the second half.
McShan with the kickoff. This is going to be bounces of the 15, taken by one of the upmen for Mountain Home. And the return out across the 20, the 25, near the 30.
Mason Walker.
Mason, yes, it was. Mason Walker that time. Logan was the deep man. Mason with the return, and the Bombers will start at the 29-yard line. 28-7. Mountain Home with the lead. We're seeing those two tackles that went out earlier in the game, they're back in there from Mountain Home, aren't they, Sonny?
Yeah, they are, and we'll see what we try and do here.
Handoff comes to Hirschberger, coming to the near side. He'll pick up, looks like about two, out to the 31-yard line.
Brought down by a host of Raiders.
So second and eight coming up now for this Mountain Home offense. Just getting the second half underway. The Bombers operating right to left here in this third quarter of action. The ball kept by Bryce McKay, and Bryce is going to have a first down run out across the 40 to the 42-yard line, a pickup of 11.
Big opening out there on the right side. Zach Spaulding, Jaden Lake creating a hole. Good running lanes. We have had really great running lanes tonight at just setting up everything that we want to do.
First down for the Bombers, their 12th of the night. The give is to Hirschberger. He's going to carry a couple of tacklers with him across the 45, near the 47-yard line.
Just a little outside zone back here. Had a little almost counteraction to it. Had the little kind of hip swivel in the backfield where you kind of fake like you're going to run to the right and then you come back to the left. You know, maybe time for us to see if we can get some power running and burn up some clock and cruise home to victory.
Second and a short six here for the Bombers with 10:53 left in the quarter. The give faked by McKay as the quarterback keeper for a first down. Down to the 45-yard line. It's a pickup of about nine.
Nice little block down here by the tight end, Daxton Hickman. Didn't want his quarterback getting hit, so he popped a guy right in the mouth. Rice was able to dive forward and get a couple extra yards.
He's doing a good job with that read option each time. Gives it this time to Hirschberger, and Gage has another big chunk of yardage. He's going to be near a first down. They'll mark him about a yard shy at the 36-yard line of Nettleton.
Just kind of gashing him now, doing what we want. You know, Brad, we were talking about this at halftime. There's a long losing streak that we're looking at trying to break tonight. But learning how to win is just as important as learning and getting out to a big lead.
Exactly. Here is the ball kept by McKay. He's got the first down run. He's inside the 30, up the left sideline at the 20, the 15, the 10. Has a tackler pulling down from behind at the 2-yard line. First and goal coming up for Mountain Home. A 34-yard run by Bryce McKay.
And there was a block over here by Zach Spaulding where he absolutely lit up a defender. He pulled from the backside tackle. I wonder if a little time on the bench didn't get a little extra fire in some of those boys from the first half.
It's first and goal. The give to Hirschberger. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Gage Hirschberger with his third rushing touchdown of the night.
Oh, this is fun, Bradley. This is fun
it
stuff
is.
Here.
You mentioned, Sonny, the losing streak. After last week, that losing streak is 23 consecutive games for Mountain Home, the second longest in school history. It dates back to the 2017 season, and the Bombers are well on their way to snapping that here this evening.
To play a little more defense, score a touchdown, we're going to see some running clock. We might get to that victory a little faster than we thought we were.
Here's the extra point by Shaner, and it is good. 10:03 left, third quarter action. It's Mountain Home 35, Nettleton 7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Mike Willard from RVS Bank. And this cheer is a shout-out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at RVS Bank, go Bombers!
Ready for a music tour through the Arkansas Delta? Let's see. Johnny Cash Boyhood Home? Check. A new rockabilly exhibit? Check again. A live broadcast of the country's longest-running blues radio program? We've got it. The bronze bust of Levon Helm? On the list. Find these spots and more as you travel the Arkansas Delta Music Trail. Go to the new deltabyways.com to see all the driving tours through the Arkansas Delta Byways region.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Martez Buchanan with the return of the kickoff takes it out across the 40, kind of jitterbugged his way out to the 42-yard line.
Pretty good stepping for inside linebacker.
Now, the last time Mountain Home won a game was week 8 of 2017 when they beat Hall 49-6.
And those six were a special circumstance. That was kind of a setup play for a young man to score a touchdown that had never been able to score.
Here's a pass. Incomplete. Well, in and out of the hands, once again, of Scales. He's dropped a couple tonight. And incomplete brings up second down.
Well, he had two things that were impacting that. One, he wanted to run again before he caught the ball. And there were two Bombers that were about to decapitate him after he caught the ball.
He's a 5'8", 147-pound sophomore. He's taking some licks tonight, but he was wanting to get rid of that one pretty quick. He's in the slot to the left side. Here is Scarlett handing off to Pugh, coming to the near sideline. Pugh into Mountain Home territory at the 40, the 30, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 25, all the way down to the 23-yard line.
And I really thought we had that bottled up in the backfield. We had good penetration by the defensive end over there, and just one little block was able to spring him, get him back to this side of the offensive line. This right side's where they got the big hefty, and they had a good running lane set up for him to get some big yardage.
A 35-yard gain for Pugh, and a fresh set of downs now for the Raiders. Scarlett, play action, wants to pass, is complete inside the 20 to the 15. He completes the pass to Bo Smith, his second catch of the night. He's down to the 15, a gain of 8.
After that big game, looks like they're back into the kind of nibble offense. You know, just take what we give them, hit the soft spots, pick up 5 or 6 yards at a time.
Trips to the left side now for the Raiders, and the handoff is straight ahead. Not much there for Pugh. No gain on the play.
Defensive line did a really good job. Waiting to see. That was Brill getting in there. He kind of stopped up the hole at the point of attack. Let those guys come downhill. Boje again in there. Moses Adams again.
Third and two here for the Raiders. Of course, they're down 4 scores. This is obviously 4-down territory inside the 20-yard line. They got 2 chances to get 2. Scarlett's going to roll out to the left side. Being pressured, and the pass is incomplete. Both Bashir's and Boje putting the pressure on, and it brings up 4th down.
Bashir's able to get a really good lick and send Scarlett to the ground. He never really got that pass off. That was just kind of thrown in the general direction, thrown at the feet. Like you said, Brad, 4-down territory this late already. We're saying this late in the game. 8 minutes to go in the second or in the third quarter. Down 28. You got to roll the dice.
35-7, Mountain Home with the lead. Scarlett has a new running back, and that's Buchanan, who's in there in the backfield now. He returned that kickoff. Fourth and two here, and Scarlett wants to pass. He's being pressured. The pass is incomplete, and it was Brashears again with the pressure, and the Bombers will get the football back as Nettleton turns it over on downs.
Just came clean off the corner, was in his face quick, forced him to try and get rid of it fast, and again Scarlett takes the lick.
So the Bombers get it back from their own 15-yard line now, leading 35-7 with 8:39 left to play. Third quarter action. Bombers were down 7-0 at the end of the first quarter and then scored 28 points in that second quarter. The handoff is to moving to the right side to Hirschberger, and he's going to pick up a couple of yards on the play.
Gain of about 2 yards. Second and eight.
One of his shorter runs of the night. He's had a lot of success.
Brought down by number 28, Marquise.
Second down at about 7 here for the Bombers. McKay keeps it this time on that read. He's going to be pulled down from behind right at the 20-yard line. So third and about 5 coming up here for this Mountain Home offense. Mountain Home offense, the one series before halftime was stopped. They have scored on 5 of their last 6 possessions.
Oh, they've scored on all but 2 of their possessions tonight. Well, they've stopped
true.
On the first one. And
third and 5. McKay rolls to the right, wants to pass. Looks like it may have been tipped. It's going to be incomplete, and Mountain Home is going to be forced to punt.
Oh, just got a hand on it. Had a Mojica was running out there in the flat. Looked like he had some open ground there. Got to remember, Brad, we can't score every time we have the football. We're getting spoiled tonight.
We are, aren't we? It's been fun. Tolley was going to stand and at his own 46-yard line or so to wait the punt here from McKay with 7:46 left in the third quarter. McKay gets the kick away, a high kick, not a deep kick. It's going to bounce at the 45 of Mountain Home, bounce inside the 50, and it's going to be down to about the 48 or so of Nettleton. So Raiders will have a pretty good field position to start this next drive.
Yeah, that one didn't really turn over for them. That one kind of just hung up. And then when it was a little worried when it hit, if that was going to chip back toward our line of scrimmage. But it got a little forward roll, and we were able to jump on it and down the ball before it came back into our territory.
So first down for the Raiders. We'll mark it at the 49-yard line. Don't forget, we're back here next week as well. 2 weeks in a row here at Bomber Stadium. Batesville will come to town next Friday night. Raiders empty the backfield. They send a man in motion. Scarlett's pass complete. Once again to Scales. Boy, he's had a bunch of catches tonight. That's about a 5-yard gain.
Again, I think that's by design, Brad. We're playing a little softer underneath, trying to avoid that deep ball. After the mistakes that we had last week, you know, you got to shore that back end up because you can keep putting them in the huddle here. You have another chance to come make a play, force a turnover. You know, I would not be surprised to see the football hit the ground again.
They put 2 on the ground their first drive. They recovered both, though. Second and about 5. Play action. Scarlett left side. It's going to be complete. They set up the screen, and it goes for a first down inside the 40 to about the 36. Once again, the sophomore Scales with the catch.
Brad, that's just a little 7-yard hitch route, and they're using that outside receiver to throw a little bit of a block, but he just runs down, either turns inside or turns outside, depending on the situation. In this case, he turned inside with the route, picked it up, tried to play off that block. Wasn't really anything out there for that block, but it's enough yardage to get the first down.
So first down for the Mountain Home 36. Scarlett pumps once up the left sideline, has a man open. Tolley makes the catch. He's out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. That's the third time Tolley's got back in behind a defensive back, and they finally hit him this time.
Yeah, he had a good 6 yards. He was behind the defensive back. You know, don't know what he read, but if he was a little more accurate with the football, they'd have a touchdown.
31-yard pickup down to the 5-yard line. The give is to Pugh, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked backwards. Great play by the Bomber front of the defense. Several players there. Bogie was one of the ones there that made the initial contact.
Ofa Valdez got the penetration. He flew through the hole, and that just threw the whole rhythm of the play off and allowed the Bogie to come down from his middle linebacker position.
Loss of 1, second and goal from the 6 now for the Raiders. With 6:45 left in this third quarter, Bombers up 35-7. taking their time, and finally Scarlett's ready. Play action, looks to pass. It's incomplete. He was looking for Tolley once again and just let him a little too much.
That's right, Brad. Had him had some separation on the defender, just threw wide. You know, one thing we're seeing about the young quarterback who played wide receiver last year for Nettleton is a lot of arm strength, but not a lot of accuracy.
So second, make it third and goal. Third and goal now for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 6-yard line. And Scarlett rolling to the right, and the pass is going to be incomplete. He was looking that time for Kenwarren McShann, and it's incomplete. Brings up fourth and goal at the 6.
Good pressure from Brock Boje. I'm not sure if that was a blitz or if he just read that they had the sprint out action to the right side and read that action and came to the quarterback, or if it was by design. But he rushed him. That's another low throw. Would have been an excellent catch to scoop it up.
Fourth and goal for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 6. Can the Bomber defense hold once again? We'll find out after a timeout taken by Nettleton. It's 35-7 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:25 left in the third. Bombers up 35-7 over in Siloam Springs tonight. They're leading Harrison 28-14 right now.
Told you boys Harrison wasn't that good. No, I'm kidding. They're at Siloam Springs?
Yes.
Well, that makes a lot of difference, doesn't it, Bradley?
It does. We'll find out. We'll be there in about 5 or 6 weeks. When is it? We go over there on October the 23rd.
I don't know. Last time I went to Siloam Springs, I got lucky. I need to take my wife over there again. Well, that's right. She got
fourth and goal here for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 6-yard line. Here's the snap, rolling out to the right. They're going to try to throw it back to the quarterback. No chance. Lindsey comes in with a great sack in the backfield, and the Bombers will hold on fourth down. They sack Scarlett all the way back at the 19-yard line, a loss of 13 on the play.
Great speed rush there, beat his blocker, and just got in his face before anything could develop in that play, Brad.
The junior, Gage Lindsey, comes off the end and gets the sack for the 13-yard loss of the Bombers. Maintain their 35-7 lead and get the football back. This is Hershberger up the middle for Mountain Home. Nice run across the 25 to about the 26-yard line.
We're up here at second and two. Now, this is one thing we were talking about with Coach Airy and Coach Acklin. Second and two, second and short, there's what they like to call free downs.
Right.
So look for something big here. And if we're getting conservative, then we know we're not running the score up.
Here's the ball kept by McKay, and he's going to bounce it to the outside. He's got the first down across the 30. Out to about the 32, and a first down for Mountain Home.
That's good enough for another Mountain Home Bomber.
15th first down of the night for the Bombers.
Be interested to see how much we do try and throw the ball. I mean, up four scores with
still 5:34 left in this third quarter. And it's on the ground. It's Hershberger again. He's going to pick up about three out to the 35-yard line.
Going to have to throw it, though, to keep them honest.
Yes.
Right now you can see they're creeping up. That's the linebacker again, number 28, that came in.
That was Boje on the carry. They've brought in Boje now, so two running backs now in the backfield for Mountain Home. We saw this at Harrison last week.
This is the power run set.
Yes, McKay, there's a flag on the play. This one's probably coming back. McKay is going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
I think somebody's going to get a holding call.
Shot block against the offense.
You don't see many chop block calls, but that's what that one was.
No, I want to see where that, I want to see where that happened.
So that's a big one. That's a 15-yarder. That's going to take it back to the 19-yard line.
I do not see a chop block there.
Four penalties for 30 yards against Mountain Home. So now you're looking at second and about 19 here for the Bombers. From their own 19-yard line with 4:55 left in the third quarter, Mountain Home up 35-7. Trips to the left side. They'll empty the backfield now as they split Hirschberger out wide right. McKay going to step up in the pocket, still looks to throw. He pumps once. Now he has to run. And, boy, there's nowhere to go. He's going to make it to about the 20, a gain of one. It's going to be fourth and long, and Mountain Home's going to be forced to punt.
Gain of one on the play.
It's third down.
That's right. We did have the penalty. That's right.
It's like, where did I go to sleep? You know, it's like I miss a play. But
I forgot about the penalty. So third and about 18 here for Mountain Home. Check it, it's third and 22. They have to get to the 42 to move the chain. So third and 22. And it's a quarterback draw. McKay is going to take it up the middle. He has a little room. He's at the 35. Sidesteps and tripped up there. And he's down at about the 36-yard line. There's a little push, but it was part of the play. And McKay got hit after the whistle had blown, but action had already started. So now fourth and about six here, and the Bombers will be forced to punt. .342 left in this third quarter. It's 35-7 Mountain Home. McKay to punt, and Tolley will be back deep for the Raiders. Stands on his own 30. McKay, better punt. It's a low punt, but it's going to bounce inside the 40, inside the 35, rolling inside the 30, and it's going to roll dead at about the 28-yard line, roughly, and that's where the Raiders will take over. So give Nettleton credit. They've done a better job defensively here this second half after that initial drive. And
you'd hope they'd make some defensive adjustments.
They have. Steve Hampton, a good job there at Nettleton. He's in his eighth season, 47-29 record coming into the season.
And that's a big improvement there. Nettleton there for a long time was one of the worst teams in their class.
He's done a good job of turning them around. Went 6-4 last year. From their own 27, Scarlett to pass, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Tolley.
Just a little bit behind him. Had tried to reach back and snag it. Couldn't get it. Got a good push up front with the defensive line. Didn't really get to him pressure wise, but got the defense or the offensive line pushed back in his face, making him throw a little bit inaccurately.
So second down here for the Raiders at their own 27-yard line. Bombers up 35-7 with 3:12 left in this third quarter. Scarlett, pressure on. He gets the pass away. They set up the screen to the running back, Pugh, and he is going to be dropped for a loss back at about the 26-yard line.
Moses Adams, Colby Lockhart coming in there. They tried to set up that little screen-type play, and he lost yardage.
Loss of one on a completion.
Loss of 1 yard.
So third and 11 here for the Raiders.
Look for Tolley or Scales.
And they're both at the top of the field. They're sacked. Adams comes in and lays a lick on Scarlett and gets the sack back at the 14-yard, make it the 19-yard line.
I'm pretty sure that Scarlett never saw him coming.
A loss of seven back to the 19. It's fourth down here and about 18 for the Raiders, and they'll be forced to punt.
Now, Adams playing defensive end. He is not a big guy, but he has 4-5 speed.
He's made some big plays tonight in that defensive, the offensive backfield. Good snap back to Livingston. Gets the kick away. It's a high kick. Fair catch called for and made by Logan Walker at the Mountain Home 45-yard line. So the Bombers have good field position to start this next drive. And a good job by the Mountain Home defense. They force a three and out. 1:57 left, third quarter action. Mountain Home leads it 35-7. Trips to the left side here for Mountain Home. McKay is going to roll out on the option. He'll pitch it. He goes to Hershberger. McKay gets laid out. Hershberger is into the secondary. He's at the 40. Bounces off a tackler. Fights his way down to the 35-yard line. It's a pickup of 20.
Great pitch. Drew the defender in. Had to take a little bit of lick, but he got a great pitch out there. It's wide open sailing for Hershberger.
McKay took a pretty good lick. He's back up. He's okay. First down for Mountain Home. They're 16th of the night. They're going to run the option to the right side this time. This time, McKay turns it upfield. He's got a 5-yard gain to the 30.
Another good job. We switched the tackles back again, Brad. Gone to the little bit smaller, a little bit quicker. It's almost kind of like you can tell what you want the tempo to be based on the personnel.
Yes. So second down here for Mountain Home. Three receivers to the right side. Tied on the left, second and 5-4 Mountain Home with 1:15 left third quarter. The handoff is to Hershberger, hit immediately in the backfield. Jordan Pigram, one of the backup defensive linemen, in to make the initial contact for a loss of one.
That's the first time we've seen him really get that pressure.
Brings up third down.
The blocking never really developed on that play.
Third down and about six here for Mountain Home. Rolling to the right, looking to pass is McKay. The pass is complete. First down. Stockton down to the 20, 19-yard line, and a first down for Mountain Home.
Just a nice little rollout, not a big pass. Just get that 8, 10 yards, turn around. Got a good run out of the play for Stockton.
Goes for a 12-yard pickup down to the 19-yard line. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Bombers up 35-7. Offense rolling again after a couple of series where they stalled out. First down, McKay looking to pass. Looking towards Mojica in the end zone. Tipped and caught! Touchdown! Mountain Home on the tip pass. Mojica stays with it and hauls it in.
Oh, did he tip it to himself too?
I thought it was the defender that tipped it, actually.
No, I think it was two tips.
Was it?
It was the double tip drill.
The Bombers extend their lead on a great catch by Mojica in the end zone. I watched him coming off the line. He immediately had some separation, and McKay looked that way and stayed with it. Tip. It wasn't it? It was tipped by the defender, the Mojica.
Yeah, they kind of hit Mojica in the chest, popped up. He pulled it back in. 6 points.
Extra point is no good. There's a
little bobble on the snap.
I think he kicked the tee again. He had to go pick up the tee. He had that problem last week at Harrison. So 7 seconds left in the third quarter. The Bombers lead it 41-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the return by Nettleton's Derek Island out to the 35-yard line. That's where the Raiders will set up with the possession with 3 seconds left in this third quarter. Bombers up 41-7. Trying to snap that 23-game losing streak. It's going to end here tonight. Here's a handoff coming to the near side at the 50, the 45, the 40, and finally out of bounds. A big run as Eli Campbell into the ball game in the backfield for the Raiders takes it to the Mountain Home 40. That's a 25-yard run.
He gave him a different gear coming out of the backfield. That's a totally different type of runner.
41-7, Mountain Home leads it at the end of three. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.